are Karen and Kids, and we are the children of God.
How great is the love the Father has given us,
that we should be called the children of God.
And that is what we are.
We lift our voice and sing praises to the King.
So join us as we learn about God
and as we sing and celebrate.
Hallelujah.
We are the children, of God.
Welcome to Karen and Kids.
I'm Karen.
Hi, I'm Kendall.
And I'm Aaron.
Hey there, I'm Hannah.
Hey, I'm Grace.
Hello, I'm Emily.
Hi, I'm Miranda.
Hello, I'm Brendan.
Hey there, I'm Abby.
God's power is amazing.
Say to God, how awesome are your deeds. So great is your power.
Sing to God, O kingdoms of the earth. Sing praise to the Lord.
I sing the mighty power of God that made the mountains rise, that spread the flowing seas abroad.
Many hymns over the years.
Some songs, like the one we just heard, were written over 100 years ago.
Some of the words, like thee and thou, might not be familiar to you, but the message is still the same.
Today, we are going to talk about and listen to some of our favorite hymns.
In the book of Matthew, after his death and resurrection, Jesus returned and spoke these words to his disciples.
It's called the Great Commission.
All authority in heaven and earth has been given to me, Jesus said.
Therefore, go and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
And teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you.
And surely I am with you always, to the very end of the age.
God wants us to take his message to people all over the world.
We believe in Jesus.
We put our faith in him.
He is the Son of God.
He died so that our sins would be forgiven and we could be acceptable to God.
And he lives
in us and in heaven.
Now that's a story we want to share with others.
And we love to tell this story.
Satisfies my longing.
The Bible says the Lord God formed man from the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life.
And the man became a living being.
The Spirit of God has made me.
The breath of the Almighty gives me life.
Breathe on me, breath of God.
Fill me with life anew.
That I may know what thou dost love and do what thou wouldst do.
In the book of John, chapter 20, Jesus appeared to his disciples after his death and resurrection, and he said, "Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, I am sending you. Receive the Holy Spirit." And with that, he breathed on them.
Romans 8:16. The Spirit himself testifies with our spirit that we are God's children. Now if we are his children, then we are heirs, heirs of God and co-heirs with Christ. If indeed we share in his sufferings, in order that we may also share in his glory.
When you look around at God's beautiful creation, you can't help but praise God.
The moon and the stars,
all creatures great and small,
the Lord God made them all.
Another name for God.
In the book of Daniel, we can read about Daniel's vision.
The Ancient of Days was sitting on the throne with clothing as white as snow.
That was God.
As you hear the words of this song, now you'll understand.
God is our shield and defender.
The Ancient of Days.
Thy name to sing, help us to praise, Father, our glorious, for our victory.
Let's pray. Dear Father, you are the King, the Ancient of Days, our shield and defender, and we praise you and worship you, Lord. We want to tell others all about your Son, Jesus, and about your power and love. In Jesus' holy name we pray. Amen.
God wants us to sing hymns and songs of praise to him. The Apostle Paul wrote in the book of Colossians, "Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly, as you teach and as you sing psalms and hymns and spiritual songs with gratitude in your hearts to God." Gratitude, that means singing with a thankful heart. What have you heard in these songs today that we have to be thankful for, Miranda?
That God loves us.
Kendall?
God has given us life.
What else? Hannah?
We sang about God's power.
We sang about God's peace.
God created this beautiful world that we live in.
He's the King?
He is the King, and we worship the King, right? As you sing songs and hymns, remember to praise him and thank him.
Let the word of Christ dwell in your hearts. See you next time.
If you'd like to contact us, here's our phone number, 1-800-527-5522. That's 1-800-527-5522.
Our email address is karen@karenandkids.com.
Our mailing address is Karen and Kids, P.O. Box 168, Timonium, Maryland 21094.
And visit us online at KarenandKids.com to learn more about our music and ministry.
Karen and Kids is written by Karen Mortimer and the kids. Our music is produced by John Grant at Secret Sound Studio, and our program is recorded and edited by Tony Corelli at Purple Dog Studio.